Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Fog. 59 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Fog. 59 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Fog. 59 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Fog. 58 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Fog. 56 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Fog. 56 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 56 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Fog.
57 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Sunny.
61 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Sunny.
67 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Sunny.
70 degrees.
Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Zulu Tango, New Orleans, Louisiana, monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Mostly sunny.
76 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Cloudy.
79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Partly sunny.
82 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours.
Partly sunny.
81 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours.
Partly sunny.
81 degrees. Node 27339 connected to WAUM VHF.
The East Coast Reflector Youth Net will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by. As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign and only your call sign to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in, and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in-and-outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Good evening. 2000 hours.
Mostly sunny.
77 degrees.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Carlos, N1CBM, and I'll be the moderator for tonight's YouthNet, August 22nd, YouthNet number 124. Wow, 124 times here on Friday doing this fun project we have here at the ECR. Tonight, we have a special treat. Apart from the very experienced controllers we've had before, Grayson, KJ4BUT, and KE2EGF, as Ivan, we have a new controller, Miss River. She was operating as a third-party traffic a couple weeks ago and last week, But she went and took her test, technician test, last Saturday, which she passed with 100 points, and she got her call sign today. And that call sign is KR4GIP. Congratulations, Ms. River, on that achievement. That should feel really good. And with that said, we have Mark on the computer taking the log, the working the log and taking the hard part of the check-in. So I'll do the talking, he'll do the typing. And Mark is K2EDS. The question for tonight is, can you solve her? Have you ever done that? So the kids will take it after I do the round of check-ins. One little announcement here. If you want to skip the ruckus and the check-ins via radio, you can do it via text line 716-317-9050. And we're now open for a round of check-ins. We're going to take the check-ins for the Usenet number 124. Check-ins to anybody, anywhere. Come with your call sign twice and slowly, please.
Kilo Alpha 4, Romeo Charlie Victor. It's Kilo Alpha 4, Romeo Charlie Victor. My name is Dustin. I'm located in Dover, Tennessee. First time check-in. Back to that.
Right, Dustin, we got you there. Hold on for your chance. I will call you back. Any other check-ins for the Usenet, number 124?
KK7OGC, KK7OGC.
Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles Mobile, Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles Mobile.
We got nothing there on the last attempt. Can you come back again with your call sign? It was only carrier, no modulation. Come back again. Yeah, you're coming through EchoLink. There's no audio, only carrier. Try again after you find out what's going on with the settings. Let's keep moving on those check-ins, guys. Let's keep this kid's happy face for tonight, 124.
Oscar Sierra, K1, AOS.
W2RBC, W2RBC.
W4PPX, W4PPX.
M6QDY, M6QDY.
Right, any mobile check-ins? Any mobile check-ins for the Usenet?
Foster 4, Mike Lima Yankee.
Mike Lima Yankee, come again twice and slowly. You're cutting off your first letters.
Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Lima Yankee. Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Lima Yankee. Copy.
Okay, we got you this time, Andy. Hold on there. We'll come back to you in a couple of minutes. Anybody? Any more check-ins for this first round? Okay, we'll hold it right there and recognizing this list from the bottom up, KO4MLY, Andy from Gainesville, Florida, KD2EGF, Ivan from Gasport, New York, N6QDI, David, Sacramento, California, W4PPX, a neighbor here in Hollywood, Don, W2RBC, Randy in West Seneca, New York, K1AOS, Alex, High Springs, K
KB2WGC, Kevin, Homosassa, Florida. And we got KK7OGC, Fred, in Reno, Nevada. KA4RCV, Dustin, in Dover, Tennessee. And KQAU, Bob, in Ecorse, Michigan. I'm going to send it over to Grayson, KJ4BUT. This is Carlos, N1CBN. Grayson, you have the contact.
Okay, thank you, Carlos. All right, let's go to the top of our slide. KQA, Bob, let's go to Michigan.
Good evening, Grayson and the rest of the net. Yes, I've soldered. Soldered with electrical soldering gun. I've soldered with torches. I've done all that. Have a good night. You're doing a fine job. KQ8U, Bethanet.
All right, so I'm 60, Bob, and you have 59 seconds. So I'm 60, Bob. Next up, KA4OCV, Dustin from Deauville, Tennessee.
KA4RCV, hello, Mr. Grayson. Did I talk to you? I've been on a Houston yacht and everything else tonight, so just to get on DMR and TGIF and everything, so y'all take care and have a blessed night. KA4RCV, Flair, stay safe.
Can you, come again, Dustin, to answer?
Yes, y'all stay safe and be careful. KA4RCV3, good touch to you, Grayson.
Okay, can you, answer the question tonight, which is, can you saddle?
Can you repeat that?
The question is, can you soldle?
No, I never tried, Grayson. Sorry about that, but I tried. I'm sure if I do it, though.
All right, something to Dustin, sorry. Next up, KK7OGC, Fred from Reno, Nevada. We have 17 seconds.
Well, good evening, Grayson and everyone on the net. I assume I dialed it. I got in a little late. I think the question is, can I solder? And the answer is yes. I've done it with propane torches, tiny little electrostatic heat-sensitive guns, as well as regular soldering irons. Yeah, I've been doing it for years. Anyway, if that's the question, I'll be clear. KK7OGC, back to net.
All right, some for you, Fred. Yeah, that was the question of the night. Some for you. Next up, KB2WGC, Kevin from Homosassa, Florida, with 30 seconds.
Good evening to the net and Grayson. Yes, I've soldered wires and miles of solder on pipes. You all have a good weekend, KB2WGC.
Alright, some sweet to you, Kevin. Next up, K1AOS, Alex from High Springs, Florida.
Good evening, everyone on the net. Good evening, Grayson. Doing a great job. Yes, I have soldered. I use the regular soldering irons. I've also used a little butane 10 type soldering irons for fine work in the field. But mainly since I've gotten in the hobby, you know, you gotta solder little things here and there for the antennas. Anyways, back to you. You're doing a great job, and everyone take care on the net. K1AOS.
Some please to you, Alex. Next up, 32. By the way, Alex, you have 8 seconds. Some please to you, Alex. Next up, 32, RBC. Randy from Manchester, New York. You have 47 seconds.
Good evening, Carlos, Mark, Grayson, and everyone on the Youthnet. Also, congratulations to River. You're going to make a great ham. Yes, I can solder. Over my engineering career, I qualified for IPC, MIL, and NASA soldering qualifications. Vent to net control, 73 to all, W2, RBC.
All right, some free too, Andy. Now, as a reminder, the check-ins count, if you've been checking in for a while, this is only check-ins of the of 85 previous nets. So not the full 124, only 85 of the last 85 nets that we've done here on the Usenet. So if we see maybe next up, 34 PBX, Don from Hollywood, Florida, you have 18 check-ins.
Hey, good morning, Grayson, everybody on the Usenet tonight. You guys are doing a great job. Yes, I have. I've used soldering stations. I've used heavier soldering irons. I've run the whole gamut for many, many years. Hope you have a good night. You're doing a good job, Grayson. W4PPX, back to net control.
All right, we see Don. Next up, N6QEY, David from Sacramento, California. You have 8 seconds.
Hey, Grayson, and the Met, and congratulations to River, KR4GIP, I think it is, and hello to Ivan. 8 seconds, I better get caught up here. So, anyways, yes, I have been can solder school in the Marine Corps, went to soldering class there, and also did micro miniature soldering, which is real tiny stuff with the microscope as well. So, yes. Hey, keep up the good work, and have a great weekend there. We'll talk to you later, Grayson. N6KDY.
Hi, some please to you, David. Next up, Keith. Yeah, Ivan from Gasport, New York. You have 26 seconds.
You, Grayson, I don't think 26 is that bad. I definitely need the, I think there are some nets that I need to start checking a lot more, example the Warning Brew, but I don't think it's that bad for the Usenet, especially because it's never Friday. To answer the question, yeah, I can solder. I can solder with a regular soldering iron, tungsten stick. I can solder with a soldering gun, and I've also soldered with heat rework stations. But I usually just use the heat rework stations for desoldering. I think I used it for SMD once. But I've never done SMD soldering under a microscope. So put me down for yes. And other than that, this is Cage Media. Thanks for my control. 73.
I've mostly been desoldering with fake soldering gun. But I have soldered a few times. I've moved a EMMC flash chip off of a old TV motherboard. but I removed it, not put it on, so simply see you, Ivan. Next up, KO4MLI, Andy from Gainesville, Florida. You have 2 seconds.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Lima Yankee, Andy down here in Gainesville. The answer is yes. You name it, I've soldered it. You're doing a great job, Grayson. Have a good time. Have a good weekend. 73, Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Lima Yankee. I'll be clear on your phone.
All right, some freeze to you, Andy. Next up, Katie Flea, AJ and Anna from Pennsylvania. You have 6 seconds.
Good evening, Grayson and the crew in there tonight, and I would like to say congratulations to River. I do not know how to solder. Everybody have a good night. KD3AJN.
Okay, complete Serena. Next up, N6DQD, way from people, Pennsylvania. You have 8 seconds. The question of that is, can you stop?
Good evening, Grayson. No, I cannot solder, and I also want to congratulate River on her license, and I know she'll have many years of enjoyment with that. Back to you. This is N3PQ.
Okay, some tweets to you, eh? Next up, KO6IXN Scott from East California. You have 2 seconds.
Good evening, Grayson, and everybody out there on the net. I hope everyone's having a good evening and looking forward to the weekend. The answer to the question is no. Unfortunately, I've never soldered before. Something I should buy, I'm sure, here in the future. I hope everyone has a good night. KO6IXN, back to me.
Oi, some tweets to you, give me one second. I keep on moving my monitor, because portrait mode. Scott, that's my name for a second, Scott. Some tweets to you, Scott. Next up, I am going to Carlos to pull more checks for tonight's Ethernet.
Mr. Grayson, great job there. This is Carlos, N1CBM, and back to my task of searching for chickens. We're going to have the next controller up here. We hope that we get a lot of chickens so she can get and ring that license, that freshly minted license that's still hot from the oven, and give her a lot of chickens so she can have a unforgettable a very nice night for this net, Youthnet 124. Chickens, come in please with your call signs twice and slowly.
K6GBZ, K6GBZ.
WB2JPQ. WB2JPQ.
KR4COH. Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Oscar Hotel.
Whiskey 4, Hotel Kilo Lima. Whiskey 4, Hotel Kilo Lima.
JPQ, WB2JPQ.
Whiskey Delta 4 Alpha Golf Foxtrot. Whiskey Delta 4 Alpha Golf Foxtrot.
Okay, you do ARG. Kilo Echo 2 Alpha Romeo Charlie.
Your last station trying to check in. We only got one letter out of your call sign. Can you try again twice and slowly? The K station, please.
K9BDF, Kilo Echo 9, Delta Papa Foxtrot.
Hey, we got you this time, Grayson. And some more check-ins. Let's get River working and sweating here on the UthNet. Let's see if we get a few more check-ins for the UthNet. I remember you guys at 716-317-9050 is the text check-in line, so you can avoid the pileups and do it through your text messaging app, whatever you have there. 716-317-9050. Let's get more check-ins, please.
Alpha India 5, Yankee Alpha.
This is Kilo 6, Lima, November, India. K6LNI, Hayward, California.
J5, MNV, Bernie and Greta.
Right, there's K5MNV, and there was a double with a Papa Golf station. We can get the entire call sign for you, Papa Golf. Come again, and so we can log you in here. We got you this time. A little low on the audio. It might be helpful if you get closer to the microphone. Here's a good list right here. Let's get it worked up from the bottom up. V3VPG. Pascal, you're new to the system. If you have a good email on QRSET, the system will generate a welcome letter, and you'll have all the goodies in your email. And up there we have K5MNV. Mike November Victor. Is that a good call sign? Kilo5MNV?
Kilo Juliet 5, Mike November Victor. Yes, sir, that is correct. This is Bernie in Gretna, Louisiana, and first time for me on this net.
Okay, Bernie, we got you this time, KJ5 MNV. Then we have K6 LNI, Lancelot from Hayward, California. AI5 Yankee Alpha, YA, Chris Andrew. Texas, KE2EDS, Marks from Elma. KE9, DPF, Grayson, Rochester. KQ4GLY, Chris from Parrish, Florida. KE2ARC, Ron from Sydney Center, New York. WD4AGF, Aurora, Pompano Beach, Florida, a neighbor here. WD4AGF, yes, that's correct. WD2JPQ, Dick. We have W4HKL, Steve, KR4COH, Hector from Jacksonville, North Carolina, and K6GBZ, Thomas from Cameron Park. I want to send it over to our controller extraordinaire, KR4GIP, River. River, you have the con. Enjoy it.
River, thank you for calling.
Kilo 6, Gulf Bravo Zulu. Welcome everybody on the net, and congratulations, River, on your new license. Yes, I have soldered, but I'm not very good at it. Back to you. Back to the net.
Thank you. OH, Hector and Jack.
Congrats, Rivers, on getting a check. Been a while since I soldered. A few months. But I do have my certificate, and I do know what the code joint. Top of the evening to the net. We have a great evening, great weekend. This is KR4COH Hector, Jacksonville, North Carolina, monitoring the frequency.
right, thank you for W4H.
Alrighty, folks, we're trying to get Reverb started away with a new battery here, and we'll hold it off right here. I'm going to send a few announcements here. Remember, for the UNET, it's every Friday at 8 p.m. Known here in the reflector, and all the people that always present themselves in the mornings at 7, 9 every single day of the week, except Saturdays and Sundays and holidays. Then we have the TechNet Tuesdays, 8 p.m., and the TriviaNet on Saturdays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm not forgetting about the Open Mic Night, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Any other check-ins for, let's send it back to River. I think she has a new radio with a freshly charged battery. Let's see how it goes. River, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Carlos. Hopefully this works. Next on the list we have W4HKL, Steve in Cumberland Gap.
Good evening, River. I appreciate you calling the net, you and the other operators there. I believe the question is, can I sort her? And the answer is yes. I don't think I'm a particularly great person at soldering, but I can at least get the basic jobs done. So anyway, that's a skill that that you really need to probably practice as a new ham. And a good way to do that is to take something that's broken and desolder some of the components from it. But I would suggest you have your parents with you as well. Back to net control, W4HK.
Alright, thank you for coming. Next on the list we have Steve in New York.
Well, good evening, River. Not quite sure. Maybe you're not quite holding your finger on the button. You did drop out there. Good evening, everybody. Yes, I've been soldering for way too many years. We're delighted to have you, River. A young lady came 2 weeks ago, as everybody might know, as a third-party net controller, and here she is tonight with her own call sign. So on behalf of the entire East Coast Reflector family, we're certainly very, very proud of you, River, and welcome aboard. This is Dick, WD2JPQ.
Thank you, Dick. Next on the list, we have WD4AGF, Aurora in
Yes, Weaver, congratulations for your license. And I have been soldering for the last 2 years. I'm a technician like you. Starting from my general, but I have been soldering small projects. It's a very good thing to do. Back to you, River, and to all on the net.
Next we have KEQARC, Ron in Sydney Center, New York.
Good evening, River, and everybody on the net. The answer to your question is yes, and keep up the good work. Again, KE2ARC, back to net control.
Thank you for coming.
Next up, we have in Parrish, Florida.
Good evening, River, Ivan, and Grayson. And congratulations to you for your getting your ticket. And yes, I have soldered.
I do know how to solder. I've made one or two J-pole antennas. That's basically as far as that goes. But KU9F, back to net.
Soldering, yes, I can solder wire, I can solder pipes, so yes, I can solder. Hope you have a great evening, and again, River, congratulations. It's a great accomplishment to get your technician's license. Have a good night. KE2EDS.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have AI5YA. Chris in Andrews, Texas.
Good evening, River, and everybody else on the net. Christopher in Andrews, Texas. I usually check into the morning net, but I check into this one. Yes, I have soldered. Had a part-time job in college soldering. That's all I did. And then I've had to teach some of my middle school students how to solder. So, yes, all the way around. Everyone have a good evening. AI5YA.
All right, thank you for coming. Next we have K6LNI, Insula in Hayward, California.
Hey, good evening, Rivers, and I believe the other youth was Grayson. Congratulations on your ticket there. It is a great thing for the youth. This is so young of an age. Well, most of us started when we were in our teens and adults. Anyway, back to your question was, do I solder? Yes. I learned to solder and learned it from YouTube and some stuff. If I don't solder and cannot solder, why, I use JB Weld. Have a good weekend. This is K6I. 73.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KJ5MNV, Bernard in Gretna. I'm not sure what that abbreviation is, if you could tell me.
M&V. Yeah, first off, the abbreviation is Louisiana, so that's Gretna, Louisiana, just across the Mississippi River from New Orleans. Secondly, congratulations both of y'all on the tickets. It's such a fresh breath of fresh air hearing the youngsters on the air, and it's a hobby you'll be able to enjoy the rest of your life. To your question, do I solder? Well, I'm retired now, but when I was working, worked on really large equipment with all kind of electronic circuit boards on it, and yes, a lot of those boards we had to troubleshoot and replace individual components and what may it be. So it's a good skill to learn, and it'll come in handy in the radio world. So enjoy. 73s, this is KJ5, MNV, back to net control.
All right, thank you for clearing that up for me, and thank you for coming. Next up, we have VE3VP. I'm going to just guess on this, Ontario, Canada. Welcome to the East Coast Cluster.
KQ4 GKO, Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Kilo Oscar.
November 1, Whiskey Echo Bravo.
Bravo,
November 1, Whiskey Echo Bravo.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Golf Echo, Ridgelands, North Carolina, monitoring.
This is Katie
Whiskey
Echo,
Kilo
Papa Yankee 2, Bravo, India, Lima.
Right, let's hold it up right there for a second. Papa Yankee 2, Bravo, India, Lima. We got you right there, and there was an awesome. Trying to check in with, we gobbled with BIL. Come again, please.
Hi, this is Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Oscar Juliet. I am in and out.
This is Whiskey 2, Kilo Yankee Mike, W2KYM, Jim in Niagara Falls.
KF5WFX, listening on East Coast Reflector, 312-9973. Anybody on frequency, 1-2-SO.
N0EIS, N0EIS.
N0TIS, this is Kilowatt Fox Front 5, Whiskey Fox X-Ray, KF5, WFX, Operator Marcus, it's just not coffee.
All right, gents, let me grab it right there. We're in the middle of a net here. You can come back to the reflector after 9 o'clock where we will return the reflector to a normal amateur radio use. In the meantime, we have a list here. I will let knowledge from the bottom up. KF5WFX, Marcus from Amarillo, Texas, N-O-T-I-S, Otis from Beaumont, Texas. Thanks for checking in. KF0CSI, Andy, Norfolk. And I have, I think it's W2K, Kilo Yankee November. I think it's Kilo Yankee Mike. Can you come back with your call sign? We'd like to correct it in the logs.
Yes, you are correct. It's Whiskey 2, Kilo Yankee Mike. Kilo Yankee Mike. Jim in Niagara Falls.
We got you, Jim. We'll come back to you shortly. Kilo Alpha 8 or Kilo Echo 8, that's another one with the correct logs. Can you come back, Kilo Echo or Kilo Alpha 8, please?
This is Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Oscar Juliet, K-E-8-J-O-J.
All right, KE8JOJ, Shiva, we got to Detroit, Michigan, and we got Bill in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Papa Yankee 2 BIL, KQ4YSC, Kenneth, you're new to the system, and if you have a email, valid email, QR set, you'll receive a welcome letter from us, and you'll get the entire menu from the appetizers all the way down to the suites. And we got Webb from Collierville. We got John, KQ4JKO, New North Carolina. We got Charlie out in Montgomery, Texas, WA5AIR, and W2KJV, Tony, almost as Florida. I'm going to send it back to Ivan, and I'm going to remind you guys that the question of the night is, can you solder? Can you solder? Ivan, KE2EGF, you have it. This is Carlos, N1CBM.
All right, if you guys know the need, there, Carlos. Yeah, all right. So we're going to go on this list from top to bottom. The question tonight is, can you solder? All right, we're going to bet on 92W2KJV. It's Tony in Homestead, Florida. Please come now.
Okay, good evening, Ivan, and good evening, Carlos. Thanks for taking my check-in. Yes, I can solder. It seems like I'm always soldering at least once a week, so... be down in the yes column. To you, Ivan, and 73W2KJD.
Hi, 73W2Tony. Now I'm going to head down to WA5AIR. Charlie in Montgomery, Texas.
Yay, everybody, from East Coast Reflector. Well, I see the extreme right there. You see what I'm doing. I'm building a harness for some 10-meter duplexers, and sometimes I wish I didn't know how to store them. But yeah, I've been storing, I don't know, ever since I was a little bit older than you are. I should tear all kinds of stuff apart and store it back together. You're doing a good job, man. Y'all keep it up. I enjoy listening on Friday nights from WA5AIR way down here in Miami, Texas, where the cows roam around. Have a good evening.
Alright, so Mr. AD there, Charlie. Hopefully you have a good one. Narga West on down to KQ4GKO. John in New Bern, North Carolina.
Good evening, Youthnet. The answer to the question is yes, and the most recent thing that I soldered was my Sherry node that connects me to the East Coast Reflector. And I think that might have gotten slid over a little too close to some of the electronics a few minutes ago and kind of messed things up. At least that's what I think happened. Anyway, 73s to everybody. Have a great night. Congratulations, River, on the license. And Ivan and Jason, great job. Love this net.
Hi, 73 New here, John. Yeah, now I'm going to turn it down to N1 Web. Web in Colorado. I'm not going to pronounce this right. Colorado, I think that's how you pronounce it, Tennessee. First tonight is Jay Satter.
Thank you, Ivan. This is from Tennessee, Colorado, Tennessee. You did a good job with that. That's a hard one. And congratulations to River. I can solder, yes, and the first time I learned how to solder was in high school. I soldered jewelry. Then I was still a teenager. I worked for a company, and I soldered circuit boards for medical equipment in hospitals. Then after that, I learned how to solder copper pipe in houses, and now I solder kits for ham radio. So I like soldering, and thank you for running this net tonight. N1WEB, back to the net.
Alright, so I'm going to use their web. I like your call sign, by the way. That's pretty cool. That's definitely a very good vanity. Alright, actually, I kind of forgot to say the whole check-in thing here tonight, like Grace was doing. I was going to do that, but I forgot. Alright, W2KJV, you have 33 check-ins. WA5AIL, you have 11 check-ins. KQ4GKO, you have 4 check-ins. And N1 Web, you have 4 check-ins. Alright, now we're going to sign down to KQ4YGE, Kenneth. Who is new in the East Coast Reflector, and you have no email in Richmond, North Carolina. Just want to let you know, if people would like to put your email on the your QRZ page, when you check in the Morning Brew, we will send you a welcome letter. All right, please come now. KQ4YGE, Kenneth in Richmond, North Carolina. Are you still with me?
And yes, about the question, if I can solder, yes, I can. I learned it about when I was your age, so it's a handy skill when you are a ham. So back to the net then.
All right, 73, you can. Now I'll push on to PY2BIL, Bill in Sao Paulo, Brazil. I also like your call sign. We got lots of cool vanities here tonight. The question tonight is, can you solder?
Well, I guess I messed that up. That was PY2BIL just before. So, yes, I do can solder.
Roger that.
that bill, 73 is to you. Ask an issue, we had KE8JOJ, Shima, Detroit, Michigan, who I think was in and out. But we don't have that on the line, but I think you were in and out. We're just going to pass it down to you in case you weren't in and out. KE8JOJ, where's tonight? Is Jane or Saturn? All right, yep, as expected, it seems we were in and out there. So, now we're going to come down to my buddy down Niagara Falls, W2KYM, Jim in Niagara Falls, New York. Carson and I is King Saturn.
Hey, good evening, Ivan. W2KYM here. Can I Saturn? Absolutely. I started soldering when I was 7 years old. I would make wire antennas for my shortwave receiver. That I had, and later on I was able to, when I was like 9 or 10, I was soldering PL259 connectors on coax, and that's how I got my skill. And the first W2KYM, his name was Marcel, he was my Elmer, and I did all the soldering for him because he was legally blind. He couldn't solder too well, so I was his eyes, and I would do a lot of the soldering. But I probably have soldered so many data cables and coax cables and audio cables, the whole shebang. So we did it for a long time. We'll give it back to you, Ivan. W2KYM Niagara Falls.
Alright, 73 to you, Jim, there. Yeah, I remember you telling me about the solder on that receiver when you were real young. Alright, now we're going to head down to KF0 CSI, Andy in Norfolk, Nebraska. The question tonight is, can you solder?
Well, good evening, Ivan. I'm not sure how my name showed up twice on the list there, but I was following along on the log, and I'm like, they put me down again? I'll wait for him to call me. My previous answer was yes, but I'll tell you what, it's a skill that won't come in handy when you're messing with a plastic or Rubik's Cube. You said 30 seconds, I can do it in about 2 minutes, so you got me beat there, buddy. Doing a good job, KF0 CSI.
Yeah, Rubik's Cubes are fun, yeah. I probably could do it in like 2 minutes nowadays. My one friend that taught me how to do it, no longer rides my bus anymore, so I don't really do it that much anymore, but, you know, I probably still could, just might take me a while, but, yeah, my fastest time ever is, like I said, 30 seconds down 3x3, 9 seconds down 2x2, so, yeah, now we're going to send down to N0GIS, Otis, in Beaumont, Texas. That's another really cool messaging call sign. Down to you.
Well, hey, Ivan. Good to hear you tonight. And River, congratulations on your ticket, okay? That's a good ticket to have. It is. And also, Grayson, hey, good evening to you. And thank you, Carlos, for doing what you're doing. And as far as the, soldering, probably the first thing I ever did when I was a kid because it was, you know, it didn't have a blade on it, so probably the best. But all my life I've been soldering, and I love it. It's one of those, it's satisfying when you solder. It's just, there's something satisfying about it. So, anyway, yes, the answer is yes. Y'all have a great evening, and N0TIS.
I totally agree with you on that, Otis. For one reason that I keep trying to find kits for soldering is because it's very peaceful. Unless you're inhaling all the fumes, that's not so peaceful, especially when you get bad headaches. I do that all the time. You know, it's very satisfying, too. That's one thing that I always find about it. It's super satisfying to see the flux melt and all that. SD soldering, in my opinion, is very satisfying. So anyways, now we're going to head down to KF5 WFX, Marcus, Amarillo, Texas. Question that is, can you solder? KF5 Live, WFX, are you still with me, or were you in and out? If you were in and out, then just don't PCT and we will know.
Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy.
All right, well, we just heard the clock there. It's 9 p.m., so we're probably going to take the last 2 seconds here. We know that Marcus was in and out. Now we have KG4BZ and N1CVM left. So we're going to take these seconds here, and then we'll be ending these numbers tonight. All right, KG4BZ, Grayson, Orlando, Florida. We're going to go down to you. The question tonight is, can you solder?
Hello, Ivan and everybody else on this Usenet. First off, I would like to congratulate, give me a second here. Ribble, yeah. Excuse me for a second. I would like to congratulate her on getting her, ticket. That said, yes, I do know how to, saddle.
Right, yeah, 73 Steve Grayson, yeah, nice to hear you on the net. I definitely think it was a big thing that River got her license there. Definitely a big congratulations to her. It is pretty hard. I remember it was pretty hard when I got my license back in October. That was hard. Definitely a lot of stress during the test. When I took my general, it wasn't no stress because I was kind of used to it, but I remember being really stressed during my technician test. So, yeah, definitely definitely big congratulations to her for getting through that. Now we're going to send down to N1CVM, Carlos in Hollywood, Florida.
Hey, thanks for taking my check-in. I thought I cheated a little bit here doing the moderator and then checking in at the last minute here. You, River, and Grayson did great tonight, and I do solder. I know how to solder, and I do my own stuff. I still burn my fingers every now and then, but, you know, it's the trick of the trade. You have to accept damage in order to get the product you need. Well, I'm going to thank everyone here, and then I'm going to send it back to you so you can close the net and send the ECR back to normal amateur radio use. On behalf of River, AR4GIP, Grayson, KJ4BUT, Mark, manning the computer and logging, KE2EDS, Dick, WB2JPQ, the godfather himself, and myself, N1CBM, would like to thank everybody who checked in for net 124, 124 nets for UNIT. Thank you very much for keeping us alive here and checking in on this net on Friday nights. All right, Ivan. You have it. Put a ribbon on it. Good night, and once again.
All right, thank you there. Thank you for passing it to me, Carlos. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read off how many check-ins people of the last list have got. So KG4, or KQ4YGE, Kenneth, was new. PY2BIL has checked in 2 times. KE8JOJ has checked in 3 times. W2KYM has checked in 3 times. KF0CSI has checked in 20 times. N0TIS has checked in 5 times. KF5WFX has checked in 3 times. And KG4BUZ has checked in 45 times. And then we have N1CBM with 24 times. So in my list of people here, it seems that... look through here. In my list of net control, my list of net control, good night tonight. I thank everyone for coming. We got 41 check-ins tonight, a little low, but I'd say that's still pretty good. Let's go up to the percentages of our check-ins here. 12.2% of the hands that check-in tonight have said no. That actually surprises me a lot. I've actually never met a hand that can't solder. And then 87.8% have said yes. So we have 5 people saying no and 36 people saying yes.
The toll district at Checks and Rose was the number 4, and other than that, I got room for coming on tonight. I will be terminating the East Coast Deflector use tonight, starting now. East Coast Deflector will be returned to normal use. This is KE2-EGS, I'll be clear.
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 68 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 68 degrees.